One of the most important problems facing our leaders today, apart from their low popularity, is the issue of immigration. Because it's all very well enslaving natives and forcing them to work in your country for low wages, but when they come in and do that of their own accord, well, that's just not cricket. But what are George and Tony going to do about it? Well, let's find out, shall we?
Shh, Barney. If Condi finds us in the kitchen raiding a cookie jar instead of giving defense contracts to Dick's friends, we'll be in trouble. Yes, it might be a trip to the vet for both of us. But it's worth the risk, because I love double chocolate chip cookies. They're the best thing since chocolate chip cookies.
Buenos dias, senor.
Whoa! Who the heck are you and what are you doing in my cupboard?
I'm from Mexico, senor. I clean the White House at night and live in this cupboard by day.
Boy, I can't understand a word he's saying, Barney. I guess he must be French or something. Monsieur, do vous parlez americano?
Si, senor, I speak English.
Hey, I don't care if you speak English, do you speak American?
American is English, senor.
Listen, buddy, I know what language I speechify in, and it ain't English.
You got that right, senor.
And I know my history. Do you think that when patriots like Benedict Arnold kicked the Brits out of the Alamo during the Civil War, they did so that we could speak English? Hell no!
George, honey, have you signed off those defense contracts?
Oh, shoot, quick, Barney, in the cupboard. Hey, who are all those guys?
That is my family, senor. My wife, Margarita.
Hola, senor.
And my children, Ernesto.
Hola.
Maria.
Hola.
Xavier.
Hola.
Lopez.
Hola.
Conchita.
Hola.
And Helmut.
Guten Tag.
Helmut is a family throwback to when Mexico was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Cool. So, what do they all do?
They do the jobs no one else wants to do.
Oh, they're Oprah Winfrey's colonic irrigation team.
Si, senor.
Hey, cool, the cookie jar. There's none in here.
I'm sorry, senor. We are poor and we had to eat them.
What? But my cookies! Candy! Candy, come quick!
What is it, sugar?
We've got Mexicans in the cupboard and they're stealing all my cookies. They're cookie monsters!
Oh, no, not another infestation of Mexicans. We're going to have to get the exterminators, because if they get under the floorboards, they breed like crazy.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Bloody hell! My popularity ratings are the lowest ever! Why don't people like me anymore, John?
Well, how long have you got?
Oh, shut up! George and Connie had better have some bloody good ideas on how we can get our popularity back, otherwise it'll be another wasted trip.
You could both resign. I reckon that'll do the trick.
It's just not fair! I do my best to please everyone and people hate me, but you punch voters and screw your secretary and you're as popular as ever!
Not with my wife. Ever since she found out about my affair, she's had me on a salad-only diet. Honestly, you shag one secretary over and over again in a surprising number of positions, and suddenly it's lettuce and cucumber morning, noon and night. But it were worth it. The sex were amazing. That bird were desperate for it.
Ugh, to shag you should have to be desperate to the point of utter insanity.
There was this one time in my office when...
Don't stop! If there's one thing guaranteed to make me bring up my lunch, it's visualising you on the job. That fat, hairy ass pumping away. If God, it's too late!
Funny, that's just how the wife reacted.
Wag my bush, come on!
Hola, senor.
Condi, I found another one in my desk!
Okay, keep him busy while I get the net.
You want peanuts? Pretzels?
Condi, hurry! He's got pretzels!
So, it's an assassination attempt.
Ay-ay-ay!
Gotcha!
Ow! Mania step, senora!
God damn it, they're even under the carpet.
Guess that's what you call under...
George! If you make an underlay joke, I swear I'll deport you with the rest of them.
Okay, guys. The good news is the East Wing is clear.
And the bad news?
The rest of the White House is all around with them. These illegal aliens in every nook and cranny.
Aliens? Cool. Hey, have they got eyes on stalks and gooey tentacles?
Not that kind of aliens, sugar. These Mexicans are what we Americans call illegal aliens. A.K.A. domestic help.
Yeah, goddamn lousy foreigners who think they can come to our country and do the jobs we're too lazy to do. But don't worry, Dick is already flushing them out.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Is this a bad time, guys?
No, come on in, Tony.
So, you all ready for our big meeting on the war on Terra?
Screw that, Tony! This is important! We gotta sort out our Mexican problem and fast!
Hey, mister, you want I wash your car?
Is this one of yours?
Thanks, Fatty. Just put him in the sack with the others.
Hey, mind my burritos!
What are you going to do with them?
It's obvious. Weigh him down with a couple of bricks and chuck him in the canal like a sack of puppies.
Fatty! We're gonna do no such thing. We're gonna take him back to Mexico and release them into the wild.
They'll only find their way back in the end.
Hello? Judge Swampish room? What? Oh my god! I'll tell him immediately!
What is it, Arnie?
That was the White House kitchen! They've not only eaten all the cookies, but all the peanut M&Ms are gone too!
Right, that's it. You can only push this president so far. Come on, everybody, to the canal!
To the canal? They wouldn't, would they? Can George and the gang sort out the Mexican problem without beating the guacamole out of anyone? Or will this Mexican standoff end with the refried beans hitting the fan? Find out in the next spicy episode of...
Whack by Bush.
Hi there to all you bushwhackers and anyone we haven't bombed this week. If you want to hear the other episodes in this series, then you've got to go to our website, whackmybush.com, and subscribe to the show. It's a free month subscription that works out at 45 cents a show, according to my Scooby-Doo calculator. With the subscription, you get 2 shows a week and full access to our archive, which has over 7 hours of my adventures. Huh. Subscribing is so quick and easy. Even I could do it, if I could only work out how to turn my computer thingy on, that is. What's that, Barney? Press the big red button. But Condi said I mustn't touch it. Okay, then. Now remember, everybody, just do what I'm doing. Go to www.whackmybush.com and subscribe. Barney, should that alarm be sounding? Barney? Barney!
Wag my bush, come on!